The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and this is
me,
Robin Sparky Ellis, my beautiful and talented.
Oh, I thought he'd forgotten that
wife.
One.
Oh no, I don't ever forget Sparky. No, no, no.
Thanks.
My pleasure. Robin had a birthday last Sunday, so she's turned another day older.
Yep.
And
I wonder where he's going, Chris. He might be in trouble.
I'm not going to get myself in trouble. I'm in trouble enough all the time around here, so. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And our producer here in Echo is Chris Super K Klaproth. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Boy, he is enjoying himself this morning.
Yes, indeed.
Super K?
Super K. Absolutely.
I like it. But
so, Chris, who's the richest fish in the sea?
Goldfish. I didn't even think about that one.
No, that would be Gil Gates. He's the owner of Microsoft. Microsoft.
Okay.
I figured I'd start off with a bad joke, right?
He's only worth half of what he was before.
That is definitely a dad joke.
Yeah, I know.
Which, you know, for tomorrow, it's apropos.
Thank you very much. That's the point, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, indeed. Boy, two holidays in a row. How about that? Tomorrow's Father's Day. That's pretty cool. June 20th.
Yep.
Which is also the first day of summer.
Is it really this year?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like 11 o'clock at night or something like that.
Yeah, and now the days are going to start getting shorter.
That's all right. I like dark.
No, wait a minute, Chris.
Yeah. After the summer solstice, which is the first day of summer, days start getting shorter.
Yep, that's right.
Really?
Yep.
Because, see, like I said, short days.
During the month of June and July, we keep the pattern change at the same. So we lower the pattern or lower the power at 8:30 at night. And then for the month of August, we go to, I think it's either 8:15 or 8 o'clock.
Ah, got it. Okay. Well, that's inside radio baseball. How about that?
Oh, it's the same thing with winter solstice.
Yep.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
When they start to get longer.
You know, the days start getting longer after the first day of winter.
I probably knew that. I'll ask a question, though, Chris. Maybe you know this and maybe you don't. You know, it's legal to shoot when you're hunting. It's legal shooting time 1/2 hour before sunrise and 1/2 hour after sunset.
That's
it's
correct.
Still legal shooting time. What is that half-hour time period called on both ends of the day? There's a specific name for it. Do you know what it is?
That I don't know.
The
only thing I can tell you is when I went out squirrel
hunting. I'm still in charge.
I could easily find out, but I can tell you that when I went out squirrel hunting because of the fall, I had, and I think it was available on the DNR website. It was something you could download that literally told you every single day for that particular calendar year when sunset and when sunrise was.
Yeah, sunset, sunrise, sunset table, absolutely. Yep. And, I mean, anybody who has a weather app on their phone notices that it's on there all the time. And, you know, and, yeah, you're exactly right. And then you just figure 30 minutes. And yeah, a lot of times the action happens in the last 10 minutes, you know, which is interesting. I passed up a big buck. It was later found dead, unfortunately, in Cecil County one year. the smaller buck and the doe had come in, and I had like 1 minute left, if not less. And I knew there was another deer coming, and as soon as I was out of time, he stepped out at 17 yards. Big, giant buck.
And he probably went, na, 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 na.
He did. And he stood there and fed for like 5 minutes and then just walked away. And when he got, you know, 30 yards away, I couldn't see him anymore. But, I mean, he was there at 17 yards, and I just said, you know what? It's not time to shoot him. I probably could have, but I didn't. So, you know, it just wouldn't have been fair. He eluded me for all the daylight hours, so why take advantage of his weakness, you know? I just didn't do it. I tried to do the ethical thing, you know?
Well, I will tell you something that I thought was kind of interesting. When I was coming back from the Eastern Shore on Monday, and this was like about 3, maybe about 2:30 in the afternoon, I look over in a field along 113. There was about 6 or 7 deer feeding in a field, and I thought, okay, I'm still learning all this, but I thought mm-hmm. that was kind of unusual for them to be out that early in the day.
Not necessarily, because this time of year when the fawns are on the ground and haven't been weaned yet,
okay,
the does will feed in the middle of the afternoon, primarily to avoid predators. And what they'll do is they'll, you know, they have to feed the babies, and they have to have enough time for the greens to turn into milk to feed the baby, so they feed at odd times, and a lot of times that's in the middle of the afternoon, and then they'll return to the field edges in the woods where they hide the babies, and then they've got, you know, they've got to let the lactation process go, you know, deer are ungulates, so that they don't, they have, you know, chambers in their stomachs where mm-hmm. they will eat, and then they will regurgitate and chew the cud like a cow.
Yeah, like a cow.
Yeah, you know, they're... So they will allow that process to happen. It takes some time to do, and then they'll feed the babies, you know, and they'll plant one on one, you know, at one side of the field and another on the other side of the field. They may be 200 yards apart, and that's why you'll see them walk the field edges, you know, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, because they're checking on the fawns, they're hiding the fawns, they're feeding the fawns, and they're feeding themselves. So it's, you know, you're going to see them at odd times, and a lot of times it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon when you wouldn't expect to see a deer.
Yeah, well, now I learned something new. But yeah, like I said, you know, that was really the first time. I mean, I could understand if it were fall, but, I mean, here it was, spring, summer, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh, what is going on? And now it all makes perfect sense.
Fawning season, man, fawning season. So fawns will continue to be born, I would say, up through July. So I think it's a 240-day or 200-day gestation period, which is roughly 7 months. So when they're bred in late October, early November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. So, yeah, we're at the beginning of the – well, we're at, you know, it's here now. So the fawning season is here. So the bulk of the fawns are born right now. So –
yeah, if it's not cicadas, it's fawns.
I thought I saw one. Was it day before yesterday?
What? A cicada?
Fawn.
Or a fawn. Where'd you see it?
Remember? In that little pond coming from St. Michael?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you said. Yeah, you said feeding. Yep, could have been. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are giving away fishing tackle. I guess that's next week, isn't it? A fishing tackle package. Is next week the last Saturday of the month?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yep, so giving away another fishing tackle package from Tackle Box, Tim Sherman. Tim fished with legend, Cambridge legend, Dorchester County legend fisherman Chuck Prawl this week. And Chuck still runs his own boat, 91 years old. He's good to fish for a couple hours, and then he's done. But they caught about 30 stripers, about 9 or 10 could have been keepers. I think they pretty much put everything back. But, you know, shallow water fishing with Chuck Prawl and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. Chuck, man, what a great guy. He used to write for Fish Finder magazine and Maryland Hunting Quarterly and all. The other magazine I started, Fishing and Hunting Journal. And he always had an accurate fishing report. He always liked to concentrate on the mid-bay, and he gave us a lot of information. So it's nice to see Chuck still up and around and doing what he does best and what he loves to do at 91 years old. Chuck
Wow.
Pearl. Yeah, how about that?
So, hey, speaking of fish.
Yes.
You cooked some awesome fish yesterday.
Well, thank you very much.
I have to give him credit, Chris. It was absolutely amazing.
I haven't done a lot of fish on the grill. And it didn't do much to it. Just a little olive oil and butter mixed together and
it was
salt and pepper and a little paprika.
Fish that we can't usually find.
Right.
And it was just really good. We had grouper and opa yesterday,
yep.
Chris.
Yep. So, well, speaking of fish, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop and the availability of fishing tackle. They've got what they got. They got whatever they can get to help you catch more and better, bigger fish. They've got the Shakespeare rods and reels, including the Ugly Stick, Fluger rods and reels, Penn rods and reels, some brands in there called Shoremaster, which are pretty interesting, and then, of course, they have St. Croix rods as well, live and frozen bait, minnows, fishing licenses, rod repairs, any type of lure, any type of terminal tackle for any type of fishing, and a full complement of crabbing supplies, the open top crab traps, the cage type closed crab traps. They've got pots for your pier, trot lines and trot line parts, and they've got steamers, and they've got their own brand of Clyde Sports Shop crab seasoning. So if you're going to go fishing, I think next 4th of July is the next free fishing day. If you'd like to take the kids and go out and go fishing, you can certainly do that. No fishing license required on the 4th of July, but if you're going to go between now and then, you need one. So there you go. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, that phone number 410-242-6108. What a perfect weekend to go to Backyard Billy's and check out the huge selection of tables and chairs and grills. Grills by Traeger, which is a pellet grill, and the big grill smokers by Kamado Joe and even Big Green Egg. You've put it off long enough getting your backyard in shape, and we're starting to do more outside, aren't we, Robin?
Yep,
there you go. So check out the giant selection of those colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture tables and chairs, Adirondack chairs. You can see a lot of that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. That's where they're located. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard themselves. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So inside the Backyard Billy's showroom, just check out those barbecue grills. Like I said, there's a big assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas and garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle and theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. That's in Graysonville, Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Thunderstorms around for Dad's Day weekend. In and out of the thunderstorm chances today and tomorrow. I think today, this afternoon, features the heavier rainfall potential for us. We're close to 90 this afternoon. The humidity has really come up. Steamy weather out there. 70 tonight. Another warm night. Afternoon thunderstorm Sunday, 92. Monday, partly cloudy with a high of 90. Long range, we do see another refreshing drop to the humidity in the temperatures Wednesday, Thursday next week. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day. Where the man's calling for southwest winds, gonna have to change my plans. Guess I won't be hunting the power line, I'm moving to the boat seat stand. Sighted in my rifle and she sure is shooting straight, but I'll meet up with the jitters, y'all. It's opening day.
Perfect song for Father's Day.
Yep, indeed. So anybody would like to share their fathers, you know, whether they're here or not, talk about their fathers. We'd love to hear from you. Talk about your, you know, time outdoors with your dad. Well, this is the day to do it. So that would be terrific if you did. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Robin, would you like to share any fishing memories with your father?
Oh, I got too many to even pull one out. First thing I ever caught with my dad was a snapping turtle. I reeled in a snapping turtle. I think I was about 5 or 6 years old, and I can still remember it.
Well, that one you don't forget too easily. So, but you fished on the boat. You fished in the pier. You fished. I'm guessing you fished on the surf.
Oh, all the time, for years and years. Every other year at Hatteras.
Hatteras.
Yep.
What's the biggest fish you ever caught in the surf?
In the surf. I can't tell you. I can't remember. It was so many. Biggest fish I caught in Hatteras was 80 pounds. It was a tuna.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's bigger than the tuna I caught. So
we had three tuna pulled in that day, 80, 75, and 70.
Wow.
And we caught dolphin, Spanish mackerel. Dolphin, Spanish mackerel, and one other one. Nice thing was everybody got motion sickness, and I was the only one left fishing by the end of the trip, and it was kind of fun.
That's pretty good. Well, I had the honor of fishing in New Jersey, in Quebec, in Florida, of course, all over Pennsylvania, New York, salmon fishing with my dad. So, you know, he loved fish more so than hunt, and I got to share those times with him. And it was, you know, from age 6 to, well, let's see, my last deer hunting trip with him was when he was probably 75, something like that. So, maybe not quite that, but, you know, last time I had him in the woods, we didn't hunt. We just sat and watched a deer, and it was pretty cool. So that's a good memory. They were visiting down here, and when we lived in Baltimore County, and we went up to one of my favorite hunting spots and just sat and watched a deer come in and out of the field, just sat there and talked and, you know, reminisced a little bit. So that was pretty cool. Yep, I'll be more than glad to. I've shared lots of stories with my dad. First hunting trip, you know, I shot a squirrel. We were in Blair County, the Bellwood area I talked about. You know, we had some property that we were allowed to hunt up there, and shot a squirrel, and he was happy there. And so when I shot my first rabbit, my first deer, my first buck, not my first deer, but my first buck. And, well, yeah, my first deer, too. He was that on hand that night. He came and picked me up, and, you know, I know he's very proud of my accomplishments in the outdoor. And Dad, in all his years of hunting with me, only took one deer, and it was not a buck, but honor him. I took a nice 8-point with his rifle a few years back, and, you know, so I enjoy that. Enjoy that. So that's the subject for your phone call, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to call and share your memories with your dad about your dad, we'd be more than glad to talk about that. And let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, Rob. How are you all?
Doing good.
Good.
That's good. Yeah.
How are you?
Okay, I guess.
Doing anything for Father's Day?
I guess nothing. In more years, I would just have dinner at my parents', I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Nothing wrong with that. That's good.
I'm glad you still can.
Yep.
Yeah.
So did you get to go out this week? Did you do any fishing or scouting or anything?
No. Still got to get the fishing license. Every time I happen to be going to go somewhere, I forget to grab my fishing license and just to take with me. And
well, you carry that in your wallet. You know, fold it up and carry it in your wallet, and then you got it.
So. Yeah.
And you got those new lures.
Yeah, you got to go try those lures out. That's for sure.
Yeah, no.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool if you'd like to you report back on some fish you caught on your tackle pack from Tim Sherman. Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah.
So. Cool, buddy. So. Well, stay cool this weekend. It's supposed to be in the 90s, okay?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And you have a happy Father's Day, Glenn.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Appreciate you checking in.
Great.
All right, buddy. Talk
bye-bye.
To you soon. See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Grab
you
it.
Too. So the folks at Smith & Wesson say there's still a lot of interest in firearms, but the ammo shortage shows no sign of improving. Ammunition inventories that were depleted during the pandemic are showing no signs of improving. And this is from Jonathan Garber, Fox Business. Smith & Wesson brand CEO Mark Smith said, gun sales in the U.S. have soared over the past 15 months as people sought protection in response to the wave of civil unrest that occurred following the death of George Floyd, as well as an increase in socially distant outdoor activities amid the COVID-19 lockdowns. Firearms enthusiasts also stocked up to prepare for the possibility of stricter gun regulations during the Biden administration. The unprecedented demand for firearms has made it difficult for manufacturers to keep ammunition on store shelves. It's widely known the ammunition shortage continues, said Smith & Wesson CEO Mark Smith. There's still a lot of interest in firearms. I would say he's putting it mildly. Smith & Wesson said it shipped nearly 2.5 million units last year, up 70%. Strong demand continues in 2021. National Instant Check System, NICS, Background checks have climbed 6.8 year over year, almost 1.63 million through the first 5 months of 2021. Last year, they soared 40% to a record 39.695 million background checks. Thank God. Background checks are indicative of sales trends, but don't translate directly to sales. For example, customers can purchase multiple firearms at once and only be the subject of one backroom check. A survey of 1,800 customers conducted in April by market research firm Southwick Associates found three-quarters of the 1,700 respondents encountered out-of-stock issues when trying to purchase ammunition. That was down slightly from the 4 in 5 customers who faced the problem in 2020. 81% of those surveyed said they would like to have more ammunition. At some point, demand will certainly soften, said Rob Southwick, president of Southwick Associates. However, frenzied purchasing and emptied shelves often fuels further increases in demand. We do not see demand softening in the near future. What do you think, Robin?
Oh, I don't know. Not the way they've been threatening stuff, but no. I don't think it'll go down at all.
And when
I'm sorry.
Demand won't go down.
Right.
No, and then when you do find the ammo, it's from overseas.
Of course.
And it's costing a lot of money. I think I was looking at one website this morning, and I think for, was it 25 or 50 rounds of 9mm, it was close to $60.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was expensive. And I think I even saw 30-06 for like over $2 a round.
Wow. Well, that's approaching, that's pretty high. That's pretty high. But I know fellas that'll pay $50 for a box of 5 4-10 shotgun shells to hunt turkeys with. So, you know, that's $10 a pop for a turkey load.
Mm-hmm.
But you're only going to use one or two to sight them in and then, you know, to pattern your shotgun. And once that's done, then you're only going to probably use one or two during the season if, you know, if it all works out. So, you know, it depends on what you like. I don't need any more ammunition. Do I want more ammunition? Yes. Do I need any more? No. I've got enough ammunition to last the rest of my life. So, you know, I've got enough for personal protection. I've got enough for hunting. I've got enough for shooting, for waterfowl. I don't do a lot of sporting clays or, you know, shotgun sports, but I have enough ammunition for that if I want it. And I can use that for dove loads as well, you know, the trap and skeet loads and the double A's and all that. So I'm very happy with my ammunition supply, but it's something that I've bought and purchased over the last, you know, 50 years. So does a 40-year-old 30-30 shell work as good as it did it 40 years ago? Yep, depending on how you keep it, sure does. So, you know, I'm not in a big hunt for shotgun shells or anything like that. I can use what I've got until I run out. So that survey, aforementioned survey from Southwick Associates. Southwick has been used by Maryland in a variety of different things. And when asked how much more ammunition they'd like to have on hand, 43% of the respondents said much more, while 38% said a little more. Only 17% were satisfied with the amounts they currently had on hand. When asked why they desire more ammunition, key reasons included uncertainty about future ammunition supplies, and that was 72%. And this is especially true among consumers 45-plus years of age, so which is me, not Robin. Uncertainty about future restrictions on ammunition purchases. People are concerned about that. Restrictions on purchases, 70%. Uncertainty about future economic conditions, 54%. Increased shooting inactivity, 26%. And this was more common among the 25 to 34-year-old consumers. They wanted more ammunition because they wanted to shoot more and hunt more. So, you know, that's some of the key points in that Southwick survey. Any more comments on ammo, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Go ahead.
No. It'll go too political. No.
Too political?
Too political.
Oh. You want to keep it light today?
I'm trying to keep it light.
I gotcha. All right.
I'm trying to just to be...
Well, look, we talked briefly about it at the beginning of the show, but we've certainly been affected with the events in our country. You know, we see what's happening in the White House and in Congress, and we continue to be concerned as restrictions continue and our constitutional rights continue to be trampled. You know, First Amendment first, and then what's next? What comes after the First Amendment? Well, that would be the second one, right?
Right to bear arms.
Yep. So, you know, we're just highly concerned about our future. We're concerned about our government. And we're concerned about unrest in our society. And I think those are legitimate concerns for everybody.
It's sad because, and sitting here saying that I don't want to say something too political. You can't say anything. If you say certain things, you're looked at a certain way.
Yeah, you're labeled. You're labeled.
And people come back at you and fight you venomously.
Yes, they do.
And so it's kind of sad because I keep my mouth shut most of the time. I don't put stuff on social media and
right.
and things because I don't like arguing. I'm not an arguer, okay? And that with you is different, okay? He's rolling his eyeballs, which I probably deserve, but that's all right. Oh, that's really cool. I got to say this. I got to stop real quick. The man who saved those kids who went off the bridge in Assumption Bay or whatever you say.
Bay, yeah.
He got to fly with the Thunderbirds yesterday as an honor for saving that white woman and child.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's awesome. I'm sorry. I just saw it on TV.
I know.
But no, I've learned to keep my mouth shut and not say things on – and there's a lot of things I want to comment on. Believe me, I'm dying to say something. And because I don't want to fight. And you can't just have a normal conversation anymore in this country without people coming at you.
I don't. Well, look, I've faced backlash on social media a lot of times, and I don't want to face it. I just want to try and avoid it and do my thing, and you know.
But does that make us just compliant and a part of the problem?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I'm just curious. That's my question. Does that make us compliant because we are scared? We don't want to fight.
Well, people don't want to express their opinions anymore because they don't want the pushback. They don't want the blowback.
Yeah, I know at all.
And this is talk radio. We express our opinions here.
I'm very careful about which opinions I express.
I understand that. But, you know, we can get our point across by not going, you know, screaming into the microphone.
It's all a matter of perspective and priorities because there are bigger things in life to worry about.
Like, well, let's face it, Chris. We're on a conservative talk radio show, a station.
Yeah.
The bulk of the people on this station are conservative. That's what attracted me to the station, and that's what you know. That's why this is a successful show because a lot of folks that you know listen are conservative. A lot of folks that advertise are conservative, but they don't go out. They don't go out and
they don't go out and instigate.
No. One of our buddies that owns a restaurant does, and he says, hey, I'm going to put it out there whether you like it or not. Don't come to my restaurant if you don't like it. You know, it's like, okay, well, if you're, you know.
Well,
you're,
in a way, I'm kind of proud of it.
I am, too. I'm very proud.
Because I don't have the guts to do that.
You don't have the guts to do that. Well, look, here's the deal. We want everybody to listen to the radio show. We want everybody to support our sponsors. We don't care what their political affiliation is.
No.
If you want to go fishing, you know, you could be left or right, and we don't care just as long as you head to Clyde's and get some fishing tackle, you know, or get your truck bed liner sprayed by Linex, or go to Madonna Seafood and get something to eat, or head over to, you know, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. That's all we care about is that you support our sponsors. We don't really care about your politics when it comes to the radio show. Am
no,
I right?
I don't really care about any. I feel stifled with being able to talk about what I believe in, and I don't like that. But that's just part of life. Anyway, we got callers.
Oh, who's on the line?
Let's start with Peter.
Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Hello.
What's up?
Hi, Peter.
How are you guys today?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing fine, and I enjoy listening to the show. I'm not a hunter. I'm kind of a rehabilitator of animals and things like that. But I used to fish quite a bit. I still have some light tackle, and my question was about this. 30 years ago, I used to leave Baltimore, and I had a fishing license. I go down and they'd allow me to go under the bridge at Kent Narrows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the nights down there, we had, you know, maybe a little cooler with a couple of beers or something, and we went over to the Harris Crab House. But I caught maybe 45 rockfish. All of them I released on a feather. It was a lot of fun on light tackle with 1.5 pound test.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That is a lot of fun.
That was?
That's a lot of fun.
Yes, I do. And I think that's awesome.
My hands smelled dirty, but when I got over there, Mr. Harris said, come on in, Peter. You know, here's I had a towel and stuff. I said, look, I was just fishing under the bridge. He goes, I know, because I was one of the ones that let you go over there. And we just had a blast. Can you understand that?
Oh, absolutely.
Catch and release, but you know how much fun it was?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And I wish I did more and more of that like I used to, and I don't.
I used to live in New Jersey, and the last day we sold the house that I owned on the beach in Manteloking. The last day, and this has got to be from God, I caught rockfish, bluefish, and weakfish, and I took them to the crabbery down the corner. I had them in a cooler. He clean filleted them, packed them up for me, and he said, I want to see you soon, my friend. I'm going to miss you. And they were all ready, and when I got home, I had fish for a week, and I have cats. And guess what? That weak fish, when you just put it under the broiler with a little butter and lemon on it, you pull it out, my cat was literally jumping up to the top of the table.
Oh, that sounds cool. I've never had a weak fish.
Sea trout?
It's delicious. Mm-mm.
Really? It is good. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay.
It's absolutely delicious, and it's, I don't know, I mean, I've only caught maybe three of them in my life. I've maybe caught maybe 500 bluefish.
Yeah.
And I like the baby blues, and that gets into September when you're up there, when you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where they're doing their second type of that stuff, and they're under a pound or whatever, because they are so sweet. The meat has not gotten that kind of taste in it. But I love all that stuff. But I just wanted to ask you, what are you looking at? Because you know about this. And I'd like to get a license. I've got a couple guys I could go down with.
Yeah.
And what about just casting? I know I have some friends that live in Oxford, and there's a restaurant down there where they throw a bunch of hoop into the water, and they've seen rockfish that are like 3 feet long.
Oh yeah.
Yep, no
question. I've sat there and watched those fish.
You know what I'm talking about, do you not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I do. I've sat there and watched
them. And there's a bunch of people that are really good people, and I don't know whether they're on your radio show or whatever, that have boats, but they're smart, they're careful, they're Coast Guard trained, and it costs money, but they will take you out with life jackets, and they have the equipment and everything else, and they will find you some fish to catch.
No question.
And I would love to hear more about that stuff because, you know, just to kind of, with the deluge of everything that's going on in the world today, isn't that a nice way to clear your head?
Absolutely.
I think you're 100% correct, my dear.
Am I clear? I just, you know how much it would mean to me just to get away for a day to go down and do some fishing like that, to be with somebody that knows what they're doing and go out on a nice boat. So,
got it.
If you get the people, and I know there's a lot of people that listen to your station, have them start calling up and maybe getting on your website so they can put their numbers out there, because I know business has been tough for a lot of people, and it doesn't have to cost you $500 a day. Some of these people actually take you out for maybe $300, $350 just to run out for an hour or two, and you catch a bunch of fish, and it's fun.
Okay.
Good
idea. Keep that in mind, Peter.
Thank you so much.
But get my drift, please.
I do.
Is that a good idea?
I think it's a great idea.
So,
but
all right.
I love your ideas about this with this Clydes and these people. I have some guns that need cleaning and so forth, and I've talked to them on the phone. They couldn't be nicer people.
They're great.
And my fishing tackle is all screwed up, so I probably need new stuff.
Yep.
But I'm going to look forward to it. But I'd just like to get a day and be out in the water. I know how to fish, and even with some of the old stuff, if I take it down to one of these places like Tuckerman's or something in Baltimore, just to have all the reels redone or the tests redone, if you could tell me who are the guides that you recommend and where do they go out of, please.
Okay, we'll work on that
for
you, okay?
We'll work on that, Peter. Thanks, buddy.
Is that not a bad idea?
No, it's a great idea.
Thank you so much. We got to run because we've got another caller on the line.
I understand. Please.
Thank you so much.
I enjoy your show very much. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Peter.
Have a great...
Take care, please.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And we got Stan, hopefully, still on the line. Stan, you there?
Well, good morning, all. Yeah.
Morning.
Morning. I was just saying we missed you lately.
I had technical problems. I'm not of the new generation. I'm technologically challenged.
You and Alan got something in common. Don't worry.
Yeah, but he's got you, and I have my grandchildren.
There you go.
That's right. I sent my daughter this thing the other day, and I sent it to my mother for the generations, and it said, "Don't make fun of me when I ask you about my cell phone. I taught you, long ago. I taught you how to use a spoon."
Right.
That's true.
So think about it, kids. When you give your parents a hard time.
I still got grandchildren to raise, and they don't know anything but computers. I just wanted to jump in here real quick. My turn to load's going to be coming up here directly. That was a beautiful phone call that you just had.
Yes, indeed.
That was a beautiful phone call. Mr. Allen, I've got a question for you. When you were on the West Side County,
yes,
where
sir.
Was that? Where was the famous hunting spot? Where was the spot you loved the most?
It was up near the Baltimore-Harford County line, straight up Delaney Valley Road up in that area. Little piece of private property.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you don't have to really go hunting when you can always drive through there and hunt at the same time.
No question about that. Used to be worse.
Oh,
yeah, you're right. You're right. So
my son was listening to the show. Oh, I got to say good morning to Mr. Rowland, who's over there at one of our terminals there, who chased me out of the terminal and made me hurry up because... Oh, your program's coming on. You better get... Anyway, my son was talking to me about the ammunition. I said, son, ever comes down to it, God willing, we're still standing when the stuff hits the fan.
Yep.
The stuff that hits the fan. There'll be plenty on the ground. Don't worry about it.
That's right.
That's pretty funny. So, all right.
Well, Stan.
It came from we were soldiers once. When Sergeant Major was told to carry a rifle, he said, if I really need a rifle by the end of the day, there'll be plenty on the ground if I need one.
There you go.
That's perfect.
That's right. Wow.
Well, that was Vietnam.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me get out of here, people. I just wanted to come in and say good morning. I love you guys in the morning. You really
Thanks, Dan.
Miss my Saturday. And Mr. Chris, thank you very much for putting up with this technologically challenged geek.
Perfectly okay.
Well, we love you when you're here, Stan. So.
You got it, buddy. Hey, buddy, keep the shiny side up, Stan.
Trying. We'll be listening. Y'all take
All right.
care.
Take care.
Enjoy your life on the Eastern Shore while the rest of us suffer over
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm going to rub it in every chance I get.
You don't have to. I know it.
All right.
All right. We'll see you all in a little bit.
Always see you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right,
man.
Hey, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater invites you to their new location, 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. That phone number, 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply gets ready for hunting season with a new hunting department with Hoyt and Matthews bows and crossbows and arrows and more stuff on the way. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, fishing and crabbing. Bait, ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers and seasoning, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. For more information, call 410-956-0300, 410-956-0300, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount, that's for sure. Hey, you know, you put it off long enough, spring has sprung, summer's here. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Crab feast and reunions and backyard get-togethers around the grill. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including those tables and chairs in every color and style, especially Adirondack chairs with crabs on them or those you know, fish-looking loungers. You can be seeing all that. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44. That's Evans Avenue on Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and a free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, the Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas, too. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, any theme, any budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look great. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Line-X Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Line-X or Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie install your Line-X spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line-X.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Hey, so we're back, and we don't have a lot of time left to really be fair with another caller because we just kind of yacked on there this morning a little bit. But you know what? We have another whole hour ahead of us next hour. So
that's right.
If you'd like to call, we'd be more than glad to listen to you and talk about your dad if you like, or talk about whatever you want to talk about, because you folks are running the show this morning. Our audience is running the show. They are our co-producers. So
I have some wonderful memories about my dad, and I'd love to see some other people's memories about it.
You and I both. You and I both. So, especially given the circumstances of my childhood, you know, the fact that I was actually an adopted child and didn't know that for a long time. And, you know, I just owe a debt of gratitude to my parents. So, anyway, when we come back, we'll talk more, but right now Robin has something to say.
Everybody, get out, stay safe this weekend, try to stay cool, and if you're blessed enough to still have your dad, spend time with him, and if you don't, remember the memories, because they are worth every second of thinking about it.